lights on.
Hey! What's up, pal? Tell me my name!
Teaching till I'm 65 came as a bit of a shock this year. I'm not willing really to work for another 45 years having my pension upped, having my student loan taken away from me. It comes out to about an extra £1,000 a year. I'm basically for a teaching family, and I think that the job that I do is worth more than the pension that I'm being taken away from at the moment. I've also got another colleague here, Caroline, who's from the same school. And she's about to introduce herself. In she comes. Thank you. My name's Caroline. I'm from Oakland School in Tower Hamlets. And I'm here today because I'd like to ask the government how they expect me, a single mum of two, to pay her mortgage, gas, electricity, council tax, childcare, when you're freezing my salary, cutting my tax benefits, and also making me pay higher pension contributions per month. I have to decide whether being in the pension scheme is financially viable at all at this stage. When I started teaching 14 years ago, I signed up to have a fair and decent pension. I feel that I'm being robbed of that entitlement, and just like education, a fair pension is a right and not a privilege. Not only do I have to work another 32 years and pay more for it, but I get less at the end of it. Would I have signed up for this 14 years ago? I don't think so. So not only am I poorer now more than ever, but I'll be a poorer pensioner. And that is no way to recompense a teacher for a lifetime of service. I keep hearing a phrase that we're all in this together. Well, we are, and that's why I'm here today on strike with you to fight for my pension, your pension, and our children's pension. Thank you.
Let's get us off to a good start. As I said, we are joined by NUT colleagues and UCU colleagues from all over the country today. We're sending a message to them that the fight isn't over. I'm very pleased to introduce, on behalf of all those colleagues, Mary Compton, who's travelled up from Wales today with the Wales NUT banner to join us. Mary.
Thank you, Alex. Well, as Alex said, I bring solidarity not only from the teachers of Wales, but from the teachers of all over England and Wales. And I want to thank you for coming out on strike today and demonstrating. And also, I want to warn Michael Gove and David Cameron that the rest of us feel just as strongly about this as you do. We're not going to let them take our pensions, and also we're not going to let them go over to regional pay. So today it's London, tomorrow hopefully it'll be the rest of the country.
Thank you, Mary. We're now going to hear from some UCU speakers, three UCU speakers. First of all, Sean Vanell, who's on their National Executive and London Region. Sean.
Thanks a lot. First of all, I'd like to send solidarity greetings from the University College Union National Executive and also from London Region UCU. I'd just like to make 3 points. Firstly, I think this demonstration today clearly once again shows our determination not to allow this government to rob our pensions, to get to pay more, to get less, and to work longer. They've tried everything to try and divide us in the last year. They've tried to divide public versus private sector workers. They've tried to use racism by talking about the tax on multiculturalism. They even have tried to divide ourselves between different public sector workers. But today we can see that unity is still very much there and isn't going to go away. Can I say this as well? I know that they unite brothers and sisters who are now threatening to take strike action up and down the country as lorry drivers and tankers. We know in UCU, if they do that as private sector workers, we will be showing them their solidarity as much as they show us ours here today. Because unity is our strength. That's the first point I'd like to make. The second is this. I think this demonstration is also important because it's the first demonstration since last week's budget. A budget which is the most class-ridden budget since the early 1980s. This budget, which talks about fairness, when they talk about cutting the taxes of the very rich. Bob Diamond, who got £24 million last year, that's his earnings. He will get an extra £1.2 million from these people. That's so-called equality. That's why we're here, to make sure that this budget doesn't go on. The final word goes to this. I'll go over to our theatre on this. Many members have said to me, this is a brilliant strike today, fantastically solid, good, but it should have been a national strike. That's what we need today. So shout out to me. What do we want? National strike. What do we want? What do we want? National strike. What do we want? Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. Going to move on. Annie Holder has just been elected to the National Executive of UCU. Very pleased. Congratulations.
Colleagues, it is so inspiring to stand here and see how many of you have sacrificed a day's pay to support this action. I spoke at the rally last June. At that time, many people doubted the wisdom of taking industrial action, yet it did produce results. Our leadership did extract concessions out of the coalition, proving that old-fashioned solidarity and unified action are still effective. But we do not think the concessions are enough. We will still be expected to work longer, pay more and get less. Contrast this with the millionaire buddies of Cameron, Osborne and Clegg, who after last week's budget will pay less and get more. I'm a part-time worker in adult education. My working life and that of my colleagues is subject to job insecurity. We never know from 1 year to the next how many hours we will be able to work. In our beleaguered sector, our working conditions are worsening because of cutbacks, 0 hours contracts and ever increasing workloads.